a week's geek.
How's it going, y'all? Welcome back to the Week's Peak. You already know what it is, man. It's been a while, man. It's been, what, 3 weeks since the last one?
It has. It's been quite a minute. All this school stuff, bro. We're sorry.
Man, I remember last week I was hyped up, get the episode in, but then I had work to do. And you know what? It is what it is. But we're coming back, hopefully, every week nowadays. We have an episode coming out, I'm going to say next Saturday. For the first time in a while, so that's fun.
Pretty fire right there.
Yes, sir. People didn't believe me that I'm getting the governor on in one of these episodes, so we're gonna have to prove them wrong real quick one of these days, you know.
No way, you're actually kidding, right?
On the campaign trail, you know. Hey, man, we'll see. But
wait, you're gonna get Gavin Newsom? Maybe. Is that his name, Newsom or Newsom?
Newsom,
right?
What do they call the noose? I don't know. Newsom, yeah. But, hey, we'll see. We'll get some... We'll get some campaign specials in here, you know, on the campaign trail, the week's peak edition.
But, campaign ads. You're getting paid.
Hey, man, I love me some money. And again, the money that you ain't gonna see.
So, who doesn't?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I hate you for that.
Hey, man. So anyways, before we get into things, before I do forget... this episode is brought to you by Anchor, the number one place to do a podcast. You know, it's free, got all the creation tools there for you. It distributes your podcast on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. That's the thing right there. We love Anchor around here, you know. So if you want to try it out for yourself, go to the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right. Hey, man, how have you been, you know? Been some busy times out here, you know.
Oh, stressful, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's like the end of the quarter for school.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and plus I have a really bad grade right now in work study. Ask me how.
That's rough. Oh man, that's rough.
It's kind of cheeks. I'm not gonna cap how, because you know this whole thing we're doing like on Tuesdays and everything.
Mm.
So they thought it'd be a fun idea to give me a zero on something that I couldn't do because I wasn't enrolled yet. I was like, well, thanks for that, guys. And then I told her how I had not been able to log in until today when I had to ask Mr. Marquez. And then, okay. Yeah, she's letting me do it until Friday because you know how Monday, remember the quarter. Are you ready?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, you are.
We're getting there. You know, but we have a few things we gotta make up before then, you know, but we'll, I don't know.
How have you been?
You know what? I've been chilling, you know, the last couple of weeks have been, actually pretty decent, you know, I've been, living life to the fullest as the cool kids say nowadays, you know?
You sound like you're old, but you're not. Am I not? Am I older than you? I am.
I don't know how many times I gotta tell you, but I'm already in my third life. Like. People don't, because on August 8th, 2018, I hacked the Matrix, okay?
Yeah.
Man, nobody believes me, bro. Whenever I say these type of things, bro. But anyway, so I'm on my third life, so I already have, like, lots of experience in this world, you know?
Uh-huh.
Rumor has it I was in another world, though, or another planet, I should say. But I can't confirm that, if I'm being real. But yeah, I've been doing good, you know, catching up on some stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Have you watched any shows recently?
Nah, man, there's no time for that, you know, there's no time for that, unfortunately.
I highly suggest if you want to watch something that's pretty cool and actually really good, it's the number one thing on Netflix right now. It's, I don't know if you've already seen it, it's a documentary about... like this guy that killed his family because he wanted to go start a new life with some girl.
So what's with you in like killing and all that, bro? You be watching hella stuff like that.
It's good. Like I watched it last night. It was really good.
So do you like match it up with how you do your stuff or is it?
I mean, I was more efficient. Yeah. So that guy kind of was cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hey man, you know, I might have to hop on that. You know, I do like me a good documentary.
And it was, I was like, you know, I don't watch that many documentaries about that stuff, but that was really good.
I like that. Hey man, documentaries are something special, you know.
Yes.
Back in the day, I was in a documentary.
Titled.
It was titled "The Clean Way," and it was about how. I was more of a. I wasn't the main guy. I was more like in the back, but I was in it. So.
You mind showing us a clip of that?
Of course, I can. I can show you a clip, man. You know.
I expect a link to it after this.
I don't know if you're gonna link, but you know, I think my word is pretty.
No, good. It's not.
Anyways, I think we gotta get on to some bigger, better things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What's it called? Actually, nah, yeah, we'll go there. So, last week, okay, or was it 2 weeks ago? 1 week? I don't remember. We had a nice old little.
What are we gonna talk about?
A good old little debate here, okay. Between our president there and our former vice president, you know, it was jolly old night. Uh-huh. You know, did you watch it?
I didn't get to watch much of it. I had to go do some stuff, but I made it towards the end. Mm-hmm. And all I'm gonna say is that was more of a dogfight than it was an actual debate.
So some people would say I love dogs, but I'd prefer them not to fight, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, man, it was it was a waste, bro. A waste of my time, bro. Like, I shouldn't have watched it. I really shouldn't have. I didn't see any progress being done. I don't think it really matters. If I'm being real, I feel like people already. They already made up their minds, if I'm being real, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I live in good old California, you know? So everybody out here already
made their minds up. Yeah.
But, you know, my folks out in, you know, Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, you know?
They have different opinions. That's all right. That's all right. We all got our own opinions.
Is it okay, though? I don't know.
I mean, when you're voting for the wrong person, you really have to start to question your ability to think.
So there is a wrong person.
There is a wrong person, but I'm not going to say who.
I would say there's a wrong person too, but I'm not going to say who.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hey man, you know, I think this is a crucial time in American history, you know?
Yes.
Because it's not only going to affect us, it's going to affect the whole world, you know? But one day, you know, when I'm president, it's going to be more of a, it's going to be better, you know? So if mm-hmm. if we just wait, you know, a few years, you know, and I'll be there and we'll get Trotsky for president up in there and, it's going to be a great time, you know? We're going to have a blast at the White House.
Am I going to be your presidential advisor?
You know, I was thinking more of like a man, I don't know, more of a like cook or what do they call the roommate? Not roommate. What do they call the people who clean the rooms?
A maid? I'm not gonna go work for you.
Bro, I'll pay you a little bit. You know, like minimum wage.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But, anyways.
You know what, just because I'm nice, when you become president and I become a civil engineer, I'm gonna design, actually, I design the infrastructures, right? What does this, dude, we just read about this.
That's too big of a word for me, I don't know.
What does a civil engineer do?
Man.
They design, build, supervise, and operate, construct, and maintain infrastructure for civil, okay. Including roads, building, airports, tunnels, dams, bridges, systems of water supply, and sewage treatment. So I think, Ralph, I'm going to do you a favor, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to build you your own building. It's going to be called, what do you want to call it, Tronsi Enterprises?
Personally, I like the Tronsi Tower. But
Ooh, yes, kind of like Trump Tower. That's Trump supporter up in this, bruh.
Anyways, continue your thought.
I will build you your own building in exchange for, I don't know, we can do this black market deal later.
Hey, man, you know, I like me the sound of that, you know.
Black market, I'll design it, yes.
I like that, you know. That's some good stuff right there, you know. Designing things, and some would say I'm the best designer in here, but I would, you know, probably disagree.
Wait, but so then what does an architect do? Like, what's the difference between that and an architect?
I thought they was the same thing. I would be real with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real. I don't know. But, you know,
I'm not gonna look it up anymore, so I'm too lazy. Sorry, guys.
I prefer architect, if I'm being real.
That's, I feel nice. Like an architect has like a ring to it, you know what I mean?
No ring to it. We love rings around here.
I just got a Ring doorbell, by the way.
Ring doorbell. You know, I want one, bro. How are they, man?
It's interesting. You have like no privacy. Like, so you walk out the door and the phone's turned on, it's GG. Soon as you walk out that damn door, everyone gets notification on their phone talking about there's motion at your front door. And like, oh great, isn't that great?
That's fun.
You can't even walk out. And then I know every single time I walk out, my mom and my dad are looking at it. And they're like, oh, look, he's just getting out the trash. I'm like, you guys don't need to look at all this.
Hey, man, you know. So if I were to come, you would know I'm there now. Because I've been coming for the last... Yes. When did you get this?
Probably like 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, it doesn't, because we also have a back fence, so it doesn't really cover that way, but there is a light over there, a sensor light, that my parents can see when it turns on.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
not. So, no, you have not been coming at all.
I was going to say, because you know what, now that I think about it, it was probably like 3 weeks ago I've been there.
Yeah.
Because I used to come when you got a lot of, what do they call, the grasshoppers, no. There's another animal, it's a big one.
Okay, yeah, that's funny because we don't have any grasshoppers.
No, not grasshoppers, bro. He's crazy. It's not raccoon either. It's the other one, like in the middle, raccoon and grasshopper.
That wall.
They have a day, bro. Nah, it has a day. Groundhog, bro.
No, we don't have any of those.
I've seen them. No, maybe it's not that then. The ones that go in the ground and come out.
A groundhog.
Is that really a groundhog?
I think so, yeah. I don't know that much about groundhogs.
See, back in the day, I was more of a geography type of person, you know, studying Antarctica and, you know, longitude, latitude, and all that.
Location,
coordinates, you know. I don't know what I've been told. That was a fire song back in the day. Back in the military days.
You never even went to the military. But people love the internet. This man's capped so much.
Bro, I was a drill sergeant back in like 09.
Yeah. You were like 7. Yeah. I'll be like 6.
No. I'm in the third life. So when I got to this life, the current life, I was already like, I don't know, 21. I'm not gonna explain myself because people just, they don't take me seriously, you know.
I know, and they shouldn't, because you like to cap a lot.
I don't. It's all facts. Like, people need to know that I love me some good plain facts. You know, I don't like that lying stuff. You know, hey, amen.
But my right stick is broken.
So let me ask you this. With that information, you said your right stick is broken, right?
Yeah.
So, who? I'm looking around, right?
Hey, you're asking who I asked. Yeah, I know. Shut up. Don't even say it.
Yeah. You gotta let me finish it, bro.
No, I know I'm gonna finish that on me. You're stupid.
Who?
You. Cares? You're stupid, bro. Out of my face, bro. Okay. Anyways, continue.
Man, I wasn't talking about the debate, man.
That's exactly what I was gonna go into. Oh, okay,
my fault. I thought you were gonna take it somewhere. My fault.
So, I just find it funny, though, how one specific person during that debate was making fun of another person because they always wore masks, right? And it just so happens that that same person who didn't wear masks happened to get COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest finesse in the history of the United States. The man's got outplayed by coronavirus. This is the funniest thing. I read that and I started laughing. I'm sorry. I started to laugh. Like, you're going to talk so much smack about, oh, they wear masks, how funny. And all of a sudden, boom. Get owned, bruh.
Hey, man. You know, that's, the viruses are some tough stuff there, you know. You know, some people, you know, let me articulate my thoughts real quick in my head before I go off here. But, let me see. Yeah, I mean, it's, I ain't gonna lie, there's some funny stuff there, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, I don't think, this individual should have, gone after, the opponent there about wearing masks and all that.
But, and then now.
Hey, man. You know?
I don't know. Every single time I think about it, I don't know, bro. It's just like, I don't know. It's just there. It just makes me laugh.
I wish there was something I could say to make the situation better from one side, but I can't find that. But amen.
Because you can't. Like, he's talked so much smack about it. Like, you can't defend yourself at this point. You know what I mean?
I guess, you know, you know, masks are, man, yeah, wear your mask, people, you know?
Yes, please.
Wear your masks, when needed, you know, if you're, okay, there's one thing I don't understand, okay? Maybe I'm in the wrong, okay? Sure, that's fine, but I don't understand why people gotta wear a mask in a car if they're alone. I don't understand it. Maybe you have an answer for that.
Yeah, no, like, I see that. I personally don't do it. I'm alone. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna wear a mask, right? Like, I have the mask in my pocket if I'm going somewhere, but sure. I'm not gonna wear it in the car.
Sure.
Unless, like, you know, we're in California, all the fires and everything. I guess that might also be why. Mm. Cause I haven't, like, it was when the fires were going on, I saw so many people with masks on.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Man. And I was like, well, maybe it's because of the fires? Because I was like, I don't think it's because of the virus, because there's, like, I know there's still risk, but there's, like, little to no risk when you're alone, you know what I mean?
Mm, yeah, yeah. See, I don't understand. Some people saying that something about, you know, the virus coming through your vents up in there, I don't understand it. But
yeah, I don't get it either.
But, I'm not a big fan of this virus stuff, you know? But then, hey, before anyone does anything, I'm taking it seriously, okay? Because I've gotten, it's incredible. I've gotten so many people come after me. Because, okay, on my Snapchat story, right? Sometimes I'll do a snap real quick, you know? But I'll have the mask under the nose, okay? And people get on me, bro.
People get so mad.
Oh my God.
If I'm alone, let me do that, please. I'm sorry.
Facts. I just...
Like, okay, I get it. Okay, I'm in public. Yes, I will keep my mask on completely. I'm in the car alone. I'm going to take it at least underneath my nose where I can breathe, like, better.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my goodness. That's... Man. Because I just... I can't take it, bruh. Just let me... I'm not... No one's near me. Okay? If I'm going to put it down... No one's gonna be near me. I'm gonna be safe about things, you know?
But yeah, like, we're not stupid.
Exactly, bro. Like, I can't... No, I have fear in posting on my social media now, because then people come at me, they say, yo, pull the mask over the nose, and then I'm just there, like, I don't know. Let's calm down with that stuff, you know? Like, let me live life a little bit, you know? Let me breathe in the oxygen without...
A little bit better.
Yeah, see?
I know people are like, oh, but the workers, yeah, but they're inside a store, like, with thousands of people. I'm in my car, alone, where the windows are closed.
man.
Like, come on, man. There's, like, you cannot... I'm sorry, like, okay. I can see, like, okay, if you go to the store and you don't wear a mask, you're stupid, right? Like, I'm sorry, you're stupid. But people... I feel like people are even stupider if they're saying, like, oh, you're in your car, keep your mask on. Like, no, no, I'm in my car alone.
I agree.
I can take off my mask. Like, chillax. Hmm. Like, it's not over your nose because I'm in the car.
Hey, I agree. You know, I think there's some people going 110% with these masks, bro. And I don't, I'm not okay with that. You know, I've learned to be friends with my mask. Maybe not the biggest friends, you know. Sometimes it obstructs some things for me, you know. I'm not going to say anything else. But, hey, man, you know, wear your masks. But don't go overboard with it, you know. Because I feel like we got to... Sure, we obviously it's a pandemic, right? We're in a pandemic. We got to take it... what do you want to call it? Take it seriously, right? But I think there's a point where... we need to start, you know, inching back towards a I don't know how
you normal life.
It. A normal life. Yeah, I want. I don't know how to describe it without.
Back to the I don't know. My dad told me this the other day, and it was like a really good word. I forgot. Like, it's not the new norm, but like the same, like the old norm or something. I don't remember.
See, I don't believe in a new norm. I'm just gonna point that out. I don't
yeah,
that.
No, they're like, we have to learn how to live with masks. I'm like, no, we don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right now, yes, right? Yes, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, but, the pandemic's going to pass at one point. Like,
yeah, and it's not going to go, like, the COVID is not just going to, disappear all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, no, it's going to, like, you know, it's still going to be here.
That's true.
The vaccines and everything.
That's true. Hey man, COVID and all that. I'm not, you know, I got a text the other day from someone that I was with, and they said they got a test, and my heart dropped, you know, because I was like, oh snap, if they probably were positive, you know, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna need to get it. So my heart, I almost got a heart attack, but then I kept reading they were negative, so we chilling out here, you know. But you know, coronavirus, man, messing things up. Making people a little crazy up in the head, but
swear.
No disrespect to them, but you know, I feel like there's a point where you start to get overboard a little bit with things. And yeah, you know, we you know, it's October 2020. You know,
we're almost there, bro. Literally 2 more months, people.
2 more months, you know. I think we can. We can stick it out, you know, see a new number for the year. You know, like, man, we got to take the bright side of life, you know. Sure, we're in a pandemic, but there's a lot of great things happening in the world, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, we just had a debate the other day that, you know, made some people crazy, you know. About to have another one tomorrow.
Oh, also really interesting. Yes.
That one. See, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yes. Yeah. How do you think? What's her name is? Kamala Harris, something like that.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
How do you think she's gonna hold up? I think she's gonna do good.
Yeah, you know, she has a lot of experience in government and all that. I think she's gonna do just fine. Steve was what, like Attorney General, something like that for California at one point.
Senator
now. You know, on the other side, you know, is a governor, senator, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of dialogue, which is nice.
No. Hopefully it's not a dogfight. I think it's gonna be disrespectful if he starts to argue with her.
He's not the type of guy.
Yeah, he's not the type of guy, but yeah. You gotta also think about it. I mean, like, who would have thought that this recent debate, these two would have gone in like that, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's true. It's, I don't know. But, hey, you know, I don't want to say some stuff so bad, but I can't, you know? One of these days, I'm gonna come out officially. And, it's gonna be,
You guys heard that? He's coming out as gay.
Whoa. See, this is what... Man, I can never say anything, bro. People always take these things out of context. And it's just, it's not... Man, it's not okay. But, you know, shout out to the, shout out to the Republicans out there. Shout out to the Democrats out there, you know. What do they call the Green Party? I never met anyone.
I still don't... Yeah, I haven't met anyone. I thought I'd say that. I was like, I still have yet to find anyone from that party.
That's a weird... what was Kanye's party? It's like the after party or something.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember what he called it.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I genuinely think he was on drugs when he posted some of that stuff. And, like, I'm sorry to all you Kanye fans and stuff, but... Like, I genuinely think he was on drugs.
I bet he's a...
he's a just different person. He's different. Person,
man. Shout out to him, man. Prayers up for him, man. You know? But, you know, I saw the other day he posted on Twitter some Catholic pictures, bro. My heart. Oh, my goodness, man.
He said he's getting my vote.
Bro. Hey, man, you know? I love me some Catholic icons, you know? And, hey, man, you know?
Oh, I think I saw them, actually. I'm gonna follow. Did you like the...
Ralph? I liked it. I might have retweeted it.
No, but, like, did you, like, hit the like button? Okay, yeah, because I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where I saw it, and I'm thinking it might have been off of your page.
Probably, yeah. You know, because it's just like, Pedro from Eslabón. He was wearing a Catholic shirt, bro. So that's why I love him, bro. You know? Like, hey, man. I love me some...
Okay, Catholic here's the real question. Who do you think... album is better, Eslabón's Vibras de Noche or Es Diferente?
No, Es Diferente, bro. I'm saying it right now. Because I wanted Eslabón's to do something to me, and it didn't do it. It didn't complete it. Then when Puerto Diferentes came out, that did something, you know?
Yeah.
It did something for sure. It wasn't fun, but, you know?
But it hit different.
It hit different. Es Diferente, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's some good stuff right there, bro. I love me some good old romanticas, you know?
Yeah.
But.
I really like how they made Rosas, too, like an old song.
Yeah.
And they added, like, kind of banda to it. I don't know if someone else has done that, but this is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, I like that. That was nice.
Or not banda, sorry.
The tuba and all that.
Yeah, it sounded nice.
Yeah, man. I like the sound of that. That was the only one in the album with that, yeah?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I'd like to see some more of that kind of style from him.
I don't know.
But, man, took him a while to get it, but he got it out, and he, man.
Safe to say, like, you know, it went well.
Yeah. But, now we gotta wait for some other stuff, you know?
But, yeah.
I don't know, that's in the books forever, in a good way. So shout out to them, man, you know. I will also say I am releasing my own EP pretty soon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. Hey, man, you know. But, hey, man, you know, life is...
People can have their dreams, Ralph, okay?
So hold on. Okay, I need to clarify something. That is not a dream. That's more of a, you know, more of a to-do. It's on the to-do list, you know? Like, yeah. That's already done. I hope you realize it's already done.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
The disrespect, man. I got 4 songs on it. Hey, man. Hold on. All right, well,
let's just... Play it. Come on.
Okay, I will play it.
Yeah, start it.
I just want you to know we didn't record anything yet. We just recorded the guitar. That's it.
Nice.
Hey, man. I got the lyrics, though.
Alright.
Let me show you some lyrics, man. Hold on. Let me pull it up, man. I got 4 songs out here. Okay? I put a whole section of my notes on the phone for it. So this one is called Turisa, okay? And, never mind. We'll save that for another day.
No. What you mean?
We'll save it for another. It's about, you know, one night, you know, we were chilling, then we get a text message, and then we just went off, and then it's about me finding some things that I lost, and, you know, yeah, we'll save that for later. But, hey man, I did say we were gonna make this a 30-minute episode, and I want to stay true to that.
Yes, and, let's stay true, Ralph.
But next week,
fire episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
We have some things to talk about next week, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, quickly.
See, this is how we get to 1 hour.
Just really, really fast. Quickly.
Oh my God.
Are you mad that it wasn't a clean sweep?
Okay. No. Hold on. You brought this upon it. We're going until I'm done. Okay. Hold on.
I'm going to just leave the meeting halfway. This is a quick 2-minute thing. Just tell me.
2-minute thing. We're going to make it 5 minutes minimum. Hear me out. Okay. Let me say something. Okay.
Okay.
We got guys in the roster. I love my players. Okay. I love my players to death. But when we got guys, we're paying them 14 mil, paying them 15 mil to do absolutely nothing. Okay. Absolutely nothing. All right, they come off the bench. All right, it would be better if they just didn't put on a uniform. Okay, if I were to put on you, I'll make a flight right now. Go to the bubble, put on uniform. I will do better than some of these players. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the referees. Okay, don't get me started on the refs. Okay, I don't like refs in any sport. They're not good. Let's be real. Okay, we got guys who are, you know, they're blowing some money under the table. Get the Lakers to lose so they can make more money, and that's fine. Let the league make their money. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to get pissed off. But Lakers in five, that's it.
Well, okay, I was going to say that too. I was really like, Lakers in five, bro. That was like five. 2 minutes, bro.
That was pretty good. I didn't even go along.
Yeah, that was really good.
Man, I stopped myself there. Anyways, appreciate y'all for listening this week. No Saturday episode, maybe Saturday episode. We got a TikToker coming on pretty soon. We got the governor coming on pretty soon. We have a congressman actually coming on in November. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if he wins. We'll see. If he doesn't win, then it's not going to happen. And there's one other person. Who was I going to say was going to come on? Y'all figure it out. Anyways, appreciate y'all for listening. This has been the week's peak. Or it's been a peak. We've overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, hey, it's cookie season. Have a good one, y'all. Adios.